Schools in California are in a challenging position with the current measles outbreak. The state is one of 20 that allows parents to opt out of vaccination requirements for personal beliefs. Just ahead, we'll ask the head of the CDC whether the outbreak is spurring more vaccinations. First, we're going to go to the California coast. Many affluent communities there have schools with some of the highest personal belief exemption rates in the country. And as NPR's Kirk Siegler reports, that's creating some tension for administrators and health officials.
At Santa Monica High School, Bellini Lacey was leaving a meeting and had just walked out of the school gates before stepping into a herd of TV news trucks and reporters preparing for stand-ups. For the second time in just a few days, her daughter's high school was at the center of the measles story. An infant in the school's daycare center had contracted the disease. A few days before, it had been a baseball coach.
So as soon as my daughter came home and learned of the fact that one of the coaches had contracted measles, immediately asked me if she had been immunized, and I said yes, of course, but not everybody has.
Lacey says she doesn't mind all the cameras because it's bringing attention to a growing problem of parents not vaccinating their kids.
I think there's some ignorance behind that decision, and I think parents need to take a little extra time to educate themselves on what the risks are, not just to them, but to the community.
Perched on a small bluff overlooking the ocean, this high school is part of the Santa Monica Malibu School District. About 1 in 10 students district-wide has a personal belief or religious exemption. In some schools, it's much higher. At a news conference, district spokeswoman Gail Pinsker said the district respects the decisions of those parents who seek that exemption waiver, but they're pleading with them to reconsider.
We are taking calls and concerns from parents. We are very transparent with this issue. We're talking about all the facts that we know, working closely with the health department.
The L.A. County Health Department has ordered Santa Monica High to close the infant room at its daycare center and placed a 21-day quarantine order on all 14 of the infants that were there. The school is also testing 13 teachers whose children were in the daycare center. The infant who contracted the measles was younger than 1 year. Babies under that age are too young to be immunized.
We're absolutely concerned. This is a highly contagious disease. It's a highly preventable disease as well, with immunizations.
But the school can only do so much. Only the county health department can order non-vaccinated students to be kept home. And so far, that hasn't happened here yet. But it has at least 3 other schools in Southern California. 2 are high schools in Riverside County, east of Los Angeles, where dozens of students are now in a 21-day home quarantine. Barbara Cole is director for disease control at the county's Department of Public Health. Because the measles is so easily spread, Cole says health officials are taking every precaution they can.
If we have a confirmed or suspect case of measles or other vaccine-preventable diseases, then their child can be excluded from school. So that's something people should be aware of as they consider signing the personal belief exemption.
Until recently, California's law offering that personal belief exemption to parents was one of the more liberal in the nation. Last year, lawmakers added a provision requiring parents get counseling and a signature from a healthcare professional before being granted a waiver. And today, 2 lawmakers proposed going further, introducing a bill to abolish California's personal belief exemption altogether.
Their decision ends up impacting other people. And we've seen that very dramatically over the past couple of months.
Co-sponsor State Senator Ben Allen represents Santa Monica. He says he's hopeful all the attention in the news around vaccinations will help put momentum behind the bill. It's not yet been scheduled for a hearing. Kirk Siegler, NPR News.